Good evening and welcome to CITR 101.9. We're here in the studio and you're now listening to Latin Roots. Today's going to be a special night. We got a crew here in the studio ready to play some amazing tracks. We're here with Kan, Ertan and Steve Lee, Turkish and Nicaraguan prodigies, play some amazing flamenco guitars, and we also have some other people here to do just some art and some good times. So right now we're going to start with a Nicaraguan band called Los Rockets with Tema de William. So I hope you guys enjoy this track.
Thank you.
Good evening. You're now listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm Daniel Hernandez, today's show host, and the show is called Latin Roots. Today in the studio, we have Steve Lee and Kaan Ertan. Thank you very much for coming over, guys. Really appreciate it, man. And so tell us a little bit about yourselves. We can start with Stevie. Yeah.
Hi, I'm Steve, currently fourth year at UBC. I come from Nicaragua, international student. And I grew up in Latin America. I was born in Korea, but I never lived there. I grew up in the States for 6 years, and I picked up the guitar while living in Nicaragua. And so I've played the guitar for 8 years.
Cool, man. And what were some of your initial influences as a guitarist at first?
Well, initially, Slash from Guns N' Roses was my first influence. When I was a kid, I just listened to Sweet Child of Mine, and just the riff just really caught my attention. And then slowly, because I lived in Latin America, I had that Latin environment, so I also picked up the guitar with Latin music.
Great, man, great. And what about you, Ken? Yeah, tell us a bit about yourself and your initial influences, stuff like that.
Yeah, I'm Kaan. I'm a third year in UBC, and I picked up the guitar. I'm Turkish, and I picked up the guitar back in Istanbul. And my initial influences were Paco de Lucia, who I believe is the best guitar player of all time, and Vicente Amigo, Paco Serrano. And I started out with classical music in high school, but then after finishing Royal Academy, I switched to flamenco.
Amazing, dude, amazing. Cool. So you're sticking to flamenco nowadays?
Yeah, I mean, I think flamenco's a little more... affects me a little better. So
affects you a little better. Great, man. Great. So, what are we starting with today, guys?
Okay. Well, I'll play a song. I played it previously on your show. It's called Vals Venezolano Número Dos. This is a song by Antonio Lauro. So he's a great Venezuelan guitarist, and yeah, I'll begin.
Beautiful stuff, man.
Thank
Beautiful
you. Stuff. Thank you. So yeah, that's the second Venezuelan piece. There's actually three. This one is actually my favorite one. This song is by Antonio Lauro. If you can, I highly recommend you guys check it out. It's actually a really good three-piece series. And yeah, thank you very much for listening.
Great, man. You have anything else you would like to play?
I would like to pass it to Khan.
Absolutely. Yeah. So, Khan, what do you have under your sleeve, my friend?
Initially, I want to start with a song that's called Farruca, which Farruca is also a form in flamenco, and it's written by Savicas, who's a really big guitar player. And let's see how it goes. Thank you.
Great stuff, man. Great stuff. Beautiful. Beautiful, man. Wow. So you said that's a style of flamenco.
Yeah. It's usually flamenco is divided into forms, and forms are based on rhythms. And even though some forms might have the same rhythms, they divide again by acentos, where the accent is. And therefore, and when the song is played, the same notes, if they're played in different forms, they'll sound completely different. So the form actually makes a huge difference.
Nice, man. Yeah, you can feel it. It's a bit that's different from anything I've heard actually before. It's very nice, man.
Thank you.
So do you have anything else that you would like to play with us?
I'll play, this is another form of flamenco, and it's called Soria.
Okay.
It's a song by Paco Peña, who actually came to Vancouver a few
beautiful
months
man.
Ago, I think.
Whenever you're ready, bro. Thank you. Nice, man. Beautiful, beautiful stuff. So right now we're going to get a friend Carolina to read some poetry. Yeah, you can mix it over here. Some poetry from a secret poet. If you happen to be listening to this, you will enjoy it absolutely, man. See, actually use mic too.
So today I would like to read a little passage. Actually, this right now is not the secret poet you were expecting. I'll be reading an spectacular passage by one of my heroes. This is Eduardo Galeano, and he talks about the utopia, and he talks about the right to dream. So this is A Ride to Delirium by Eduardo Galeano, and it goes something like this. I'll be changing between English and Spanish because I believe in the beauty of language and the beauty of multiculturalism. So Eduardo, he wonders, what if we were to exercise the as yet undeclared right to dream? What if we were to fantasize, even for a moment? Let's project our vision beyond the current world of infamy and imagine another world possible. Imaginémonos entonces un mundo donde el aire estará limpio de todo veneno que no provenga de los miedos humanos ni de las humanas pasiones. Where people will not be driven by the car or programmed by the computer or watched by the television. Un mundo donde se incorporará a los códigos penales el delito de la estupidez que cometen quienes viven por tener o por ganar en vez de vivir por vivir nomás. Como canta el pájaro sin saber que canta y como juega el niño sin saber que juega. There will be no prisoners of the young men who refused military service, but only of those who wish to undertake it. Where economists will not call the level of consumption the standard of living, nor will they confuse the quantity of things with the quality of life. Where cooks will not believe that lobsters just love to be boiled alive, where historians not believe that countries just love to be invaded, where politicians will not believe that poor people just love to live on promises. Estamos hablando entonces de un mundo donde nadie tomará en serio a nadie, que no sea capaz de tomarse el pelo. Un mundo donde la muerte y el dinero perderán sus mágicos poderes y ni por difunción ni por fortuna se convertirá el canalla en un virtuoso caballero. Estamos hablando entonces de un mundo donde la comida no será una mercancía, ni la comunicación un negocio, porque tanto la comida como la comunicación son derechos humanos. Where the world will not be a war with the poor, but against poverty. Where nobody will die for hunger, because nobody will be obese. Where street children will not be treated as garbage, because there will be no street children. Where rich children will not be treated as money, because there will be no street children. Where education will not be the privilege of those who can pay for it, nor will the police be the curse of those who cannot buy them. Where black gay woman will be president of Brazil, and another indigenous woman will rule Guatemala. Un mundo donde la iglesia también dictará otro mandamiento que por alguna razón u otra se le había olvidado a Dios. Amarás a la naturaleza de la que formas parte. Entonces así serán reforestados los desiertos del mundo y los desiertos del alma. Y seremos compatriotas y contemporáneos de todos los que tengan voluntad de belleza y voluntad de justicia. Hayan nacido donde hayan nacido y hayan vivido donde hayan vivido, sin que importe ni un poquito las fronteras de la barrera ni el espacio.
Good evening and welcome to CITR 101.9 FM. You're listening to Latin Roots, and that was some slightly slam poetry by Carolina Duque and Stevie Lee. Beautiful stuff, guys. Really loved it, man. Right on point. So we're here with the crew. How's everyone doing, man? Cool, guys. Cool. You're all here, man. I really appreciate it. And yeah, so what do you guys have planned for the rest of the show, guys?
So so for the last, we decided to play some pieces together. This is a style of flamenco called it's like rumba. It's very it's characterized by a very lively rhythm. It's quite fast it gives a very positive energy, and you'll hear it from when we play it. And anything else you want to add, Con?
Well, Paco de Lucia used to be the master of this form before he passed away. Yeah. But it's really fun to listen to, like my friend Steve said.
Okay, so hope you guys enjoy. Thank you.
Wonderful, wonderful sub. So, do you have any other poems you would like to recite, Carolina, by any chance?
After that, I'm just give me a moment.
Fair, fair.
Understand who I am. Okay.
One more song.
More song.
Sure.
Sure. Okay, you can go. You can play the whatever you want. Okay, I'll just listen.
This is actually a tango by Roland Dines, and the song's name is Tango in Sky. It's a great song. I love it.
Nice. What was the name of the song again, Khan?
Tango in Sky.
Tango in Sky.
By
wow.
Roland Dines.
Roland Dines. Beautiful, beautiful song, my friend. So, Steve, would you like to play something, man? Or Carolina, you don't recite some poetry? You're
yeah,
out? Yeah?
For sure.
Oh, cool.
This is actually a poem by someone that might be listening to this right now. And if you are, namaste to you, my friend. And thank you for this art. And I'm sorry, also. So, today I am myself. I am myself immediately, and I utter these words and make them permanent, absolute. But I am not them. These words, nor they are me. I don't possess the permanent ink, The river makes me flow and blurs any symbol of remains. I am myself today, instantly and not for long. Today I am myself. The dawn makes me a new dusk and I am reborn. Today I am myself, and only today. Tomorrow I am someone else.
That was by?
That poem was actually by Vicente Gonzalez, a good friend of ours, that may or might not know that this is has been done right now.
Probably the first time it's been heard anywhere, so that's awesome, man. That's good stuff. All right, guys, so we have time for probably one more song, if you guys can play. If not, you can just jam, man. You down?
I think we can do that.
Let's do it.
Or we can play D minor. What about a song everyone can do?
Let's do it.
Okay, then it'll be no. I don't know. What do you want to do? Okay, what about Caraluna? Everyone sings.
Do you all know Caraluna?
You want to sing? Or everyone can sing.
So how many people here know Caraluna? Raise your hand. Two here.
Oh yeah.
Mauricio knows. Shay, do you know Caraluna?
Okay. Okay,
yo ya no sé quién se me esconde. Ya no sé quién se esconde. Y yo sé que tal vez tú nunca escuchas mi canción, yo sé. Y yo sé que tal vez siga usando así, robándote mi inspiración, mientras sigas viendo tu cara en la luna, mientras siga escuchando tu voz entre las olas, entre las espumas, mientras tenga que cambiar la radio de estación, porque cada canción me hable de ti, de ti.
Thank you very much, Stevie, for showing us your vocal skills.
Thank you.
Very, very fine-tuned. Man, appreciate it. And to finish off today's show, we're going to go with some Canaco y el Tigre, a Peruvian indie band. Is that right, Rodrigo?
Wandering Folk.
It's called Wandering Folk Band. So I hope you all enjoy this this music.
Que te fuiste muy, muy lejos y sin avisar. Y ahora, ¿quién te encontrará? Búsquela en la ciudad.
nunca piensas regresar. A esta casa donde albergan tus fantasmas, avinagran tus heridas. Pensando en dejar de fumar, 10 años buscando un oficio que no involucre cantar, 10 años ya no estoy aquí, y en 10 años seré feliz, en 10 horas se pasa la vida sacando la lengua como quien pide un poquito de amor. Salgo a pasear con el diablo entre los labios. Pronto sale el sol, mis amigos ya se van a descansar.
As one poor soul tries to find something good to enjoy on the radio. Let's see here. World of Warcraft.